He's given us 30 days' notice, and after then he could recall, not pay the rest of the funding, and also a possibility of recalling the money that he's already gave us. So you're talking nearly $3.1 million in total, which could be burdened onto the ratepayers of Derry and Strabane District Council. Is Sinn Féin happy to put this $3.1 million onto the ratepayers just to get a name on a bridge of one of their former councillors? This is ludicrous, and I think Sinn Féin have to wake up and smell the roses here. It's not about the name, it's about the money, and this is going to have a huge and detrimental effect on the ratepayers of Strabane and Derry District Council.
Surely Sinn Féin, with being the dominant party on the council, would have a lot to lose among the residents in Strabane if they were to stand their ground.
They would have a lot to lose, because the cuts then will be coming into the locality, will be affecting community groups that they're on, affecting different services. You know, they are going to lose, the services will be lost if they persist in getting a bridge named after a former councillor. You know, we have to think and realise, they have to think of the smell of roses. We can't do this. In this current times, economic times we're in, put another $3.1 million onto the ratepayers of this district council. And it's not blackmail by the minister, as Sinn Féin is coming out in Strabane saying. This is the minister going by the terms and conditions of the letter of offer.